In the wake of this past weekend's nor'easter weather system that impacted the northeastern U.S., a high-pressure system from northern Canada may arrive to the Great Lakes region. And according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, that could mean additional hardship for Great Lakes area fruit crops.
The setup for this is that we had the record-setting warmth in March across the Great Lakes fruit belt, and that led to most fruit crops running anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule. And that has left those crops highly vulnerable to even normal conditions at this point.
Which, according to Rippey, could mean additional freeze events throughout the coming weeks. In fact, this weekend, another freeze event is on the way for the region.
The one that's coming down for this weekend and early next week does look like maybe a little bit stronger than some of the others, so we will have to watch as temperatures could easily drop into the 20s and cause further damage to many of these fruit crops in Michigan and on into New York State, possibly even into Ohio and Pennsylvania.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.